From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Sales of milk, cheese, and other dairy products typically increase during the autumn, but of course, this is not a typical year. The usual seasonal rise in fluid milk sales to schools will be muted as many schools maintain social distancing protocols during the pandemic. Marketers say some of that demand may shift to at-home consumption, but cheese sales may also be affected due to delays or cancellations of sporting events and other gatherings. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA's Farmer to Families Food Box program has distributed more than 75 million food boxes in support of American farmers and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this week, President Trump announced an additional up to $1 billion will be added to the program while the economy continues to reopen. Perdue says each of these milestones is marked by pride and has required hours of hard work and dedication from USDA employees, farmers, ranchers, distributors, and the brave volunteers of countless nonprofits. Produce industry operations in Salinas, California have mostly returned to normal over a week after two wildfires threatened the region, prompting evacuations for some employees, dumping ash onto crops, and significantly worsening air quality. Mark Shaw, Vice President of Operations for Salinas-based Marcon Cooperative, notes air quality began getting better on August 21st and further cleaned up in the days following. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.